phenomenal call tonight. So to kick things off, I want to get us over to a young lady that's going to introduce our scheduled speaker. But this young lady is obviously a power to be reckoned with herself. She's a $250,000 ring earner, millionaire club member, platinum world council member, and has personally marketed over 12,000 memberships. That is an awesome, awesome feat. And with all of that said, I want to introduce not only a hardest working little young lady that I know, but also a young lady that is there to help us all, Miss Stephanie Moore. Stephanie, are you there?
I am here, Doc. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, loud and clear.
All right. Thank you, Doc, so much. We appreciate you and your leadership on the Moore Success team. And before I turn it over to our speaker for the evening, I would like to recognize and introduce a Moore Success team member who is going to be on the advisory council for the B2B side of the business. This person will be an additional advocate and resource for the Moore Success team in business solutions. So from the great state of Alabama, I'm proud to announce and welcome Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on?
I am, Stephanie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Say a few words to the team and about your new position.
Well, it's quite humbling indeed to be approached several weeks ago about this newly created Business Solutions Advisory Council. Each of the Platinum organizations had the opportunity to have a member, and I was just fortunate to be selected to be on this group. All we're doing is getting attaboys and pats on the back because we haven't done anything, but that will change this month as we have our first call together this week, and we're actually going to assemble, I think, in Dallas later in the month. And so mainly wanted to, on behalf of the Moore family and the Moore Success team, to let everybody know, first of all, of the existence of the council, and secondly, of your representation on that council in the form of me. And as you have concerns specifically related to the solution side of the business, by all means, make sure that you get those to me. I think most people know how to reach me, but if not, you can contact Jeremy and Stephanie, and they'll be glad to let you know, because we want to be the eyes and ears of the team, and if there are concerns that we have, we want to share it in a setting that will get some things accomplished. This is the forum for that. So very honored to be selected. Looking forward to what this council will be able to do moving forward. And with that, Stephanie, I'll turn it back over to you because I want to hear from the other Stephanie tonight.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Parrish. We're so excited to have you as our leader on that business solution side, and we're looking forward to great things ahead. So, all right. So for tonight, I get the privilege to introduce our guest speaker. And this young lady is a $50,000 ring earner. She is the Group VP of Kentucky. She's written over 1,000 memberships, a lot more than that. She has achieved the platinum status, but more importantly, she is a dear friend of mine who I love dearly, and she is from Richmond, Kentucky, and that is Miss Stephanie Bowley.
Stephanie, thank you so much, my dear friend, for that great introduction. I need to be announced as that $100,000 ring, so I just want you all to know, and I'm working on that, and everyone can hold me accountable.
All right.
It's time to move on. And also want to welcome my dear friend, Jimmy Parrish. And for those of us that work this business solution space, I just have to say before I start speaking, it's such an incredible thing what's taking place, and I appreciate our Platinums, Jeremy and Stephanie Moore, the whole Moore team family, because having advocates on our team and advocates that we can reach out to that really understand the field and folks that we can direct those questions to, and then they can take them on to corporate just to better serve us and our members out there. It's just a phenomenal thing that's happening in the company, and I'm really excited about these changes. So I just want to get started. I know we've got another call after this. So I want to be respectful. And, you know, I'm thinking about what to talk about tonight, and I talk a lot of times when I'm training about how to recruit brokers and how to build a strong B2B team. It's one of my favorite things to speak on. But I really just, my heart was kind of pulled to not so much the how-to of what we do, but the want-to. We have so much training available to us, whether we've been around for a while or you're new in the business working or interested in the business solution space. We literally have training at our fingertips, and if you go to the calendar, there are incredible. The basics class and the level two classes that we're teaching are just phenomenal. But as I was thinking about, you know, this business solution space, and I've been with the company 11 years. I'm still a baby compared to so many. But along the way, some of the biggest issues I faced have not so much been the how to do things, because we have an incredible product. I think all of us are passionate about our product and what to do, and we have mentors and training that can help us on the how to. But I found that a lot of times, even now, that I struggle with the want to. And so I wanted to talk about that a little bit, because, you know, success is something you attract by the person that you become. And that was by one of our mentors that many of us look to, Jim Rohn. And it's just so true. So I wanted to kind of, I was going through my library of books, and I'm sure many of you have read the book, The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. But this is a book I picked up a couple of years ago, and I'm going to be very transparent in saying that if you've read this book before, and it's a short book, it's a great read, and it's not a huge book, but it's not something I've perfected. I'm still working on it, so it's okay to be a work in progress. But lately, I had picked that book back up and really, really realizing that if I'm going to go to the next level, that I myself even have to get just some daily practices really enforced. So kind of wanted to give some nuggets from that tonight and talk about the issues we face a lot of times as in this B2B space. For many of us, we're full-service associates. I know that I am. So I recruit, I build a team of networkers as well as B2B. And when we're networking, right, networking includes a lot of other people. We're doing the PBRs, or we're in a space where there's a lot more other energy besides our own. But when I get up every day, the majority of my time is spent in solitude, meaning by myself. Now, that doesn't mean you curl up in your house, okay? It just means that when you work this business solution space, a lot of the times it's you making your calls, right? Or it's you going out, not always with other people. It's you going into decision-maker meetings. So I kind of wanted to talk about that, and I thought this book just really gave some incredible steps that we can take to help us with those daily disciplines. Because a lot of times when you're in solitude, I mean, you've got to be very self-disciplined when you're in this space of B2B. You've got to discipline your own disappointments, and you've got to discipline your time management, you know. So I always say if you're not reaching your goals in this space, most of the time it boils down to self. You know, it's because you're relying on yourself a lot in this space, even if you're partnering with other, you know, business solutions, business partners in your team. So The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, you know, I'm going to take some quotes. I'm going to read some from the book and things that I've added in. One of the things that it says is, you know, one of the paragraphs, it says, every day that we wake up, we face the same universal challenge, and that is to overcome mediocrity and to live to our full potential. It is the greatest challenge in human history to rise above our excuses and to do what's right, basically to give it our best. And every time I hear the word excuses, you know, I think of my mentor, Jeremy Moore, who's always told me, you know, you can make excuses or you can make money, but you cannot do both at the same time. So I try to always remember that. So every day it's to get up and give it our best. However, 95% of the population, and this is statistics, 95% do not. We settle for far less than what we actually want in life. We wish for more. We talk about what we want. However, we live a life a lot of times of regret and not actually getting what we want. So I know for myself, when I say I'm going to get the $100,000 ring or the $150,000, I actually have a much higher goal than that, but I haven't hit it yet. I've come very close. And I know, you know, Jeremy asked me just a few weeks ago, where are your numbers? You know, this is a business, so you need to know your numbers. So I've gotten more strategic about even weekly trying to post where my numbers are towards that goal. So you've got to be aware of what your goals are, obviously, if you want to hit them. So I'm going to go through kind of how to set those more in motion. But, you know, what I ask myself, you might ask yourself, you know, why you woke up this morning. Well, we woke up because the good Lord gave us breath to do so. But one of the things that I think can help that I want to share that's part of this book and part of what I'm just trying to do more of, and it might resonate with some of you, is just waking up every day and starting your day a little differently. Because we live in a world where there's a lot of distraction, there's a lot of technology, the phones and things like that can get you off course. And before you know it, you know, you're several days into the month or a weekend or and maybe your goals haven't been met. So, you know, waking up with gratitude, learning to just breathe instead of stepping into the daily grind. I think we talk a lot about in our business about we got to hustle and grind. But something that I really started thinking about recently was we do have to work. There's absolutely, we have to put in the effort if we want to see the results. We have to sow the seed. But I think oftentimes we can get in a mode, whether you've been, you're brand new especially, or if you've maybe even been a while where you're just, you're into that work mode and that grind mode, and sometimes you get caught up in the stress of that, and it's not even fun anymore. So I'm kind of backing off from that, and I'm starting to just breathe a little bit more in the mornings and start visualizing my goals tangibly, like literally spending time visualizing them and what it's going to feel like when I reach them. So step one, I'm going to give you a few steps. There's about five steps in the beginning, and then I'm going to give you like six practices from the book. But set your intentions, right? So I know many of you on this call, and you've shared with us how you do that, but setting your intentions daily is the night before. So just getting into the practice of how many calls are you going to make tomorrow? Not waiting till tomorrow to do that, but setting out, doing your research, whether you're getting in Reference USA or the cards you collected at the networking event or whatever it is, and lining those out and deciding how many dials you're going to make tomorrow morning, not waiting till tomorrow morning to decide how many dials you're going to make, and that's for like a decision maker meeting or follow-up call. And, you know, your goal has to be your goal. You know, I hear people saying, oh, I made 100 calls before noon. And honestly, that just exhausts me. The thought of that just makes me paralyzed. So if that goal is too big for you, then set your goal. You know, don't be lazy, but set your goal at what you can do. I teach in a lot of my classes, especially, I know Jimmy does too, like the basics class and in our level two training classes, is especially new people, is, you know, maybe that's just five calls for you. Maybe that's your, where you have to start to build into maybe the 20 or 50 or whatever. And for other people who have no fear of the phone or have already audacious goals, you know, 50 or 100 doesn't scare them. So the point is, make this your own and then do it until you build into a higher level or whatever that goal is. So do that before you go to bed. Number two is, you know, a good activity in the morning is to start moving your alarm clock across the room if you're not a morning person like me. That's something I'm working on because it's on my iPhone, which is near my bed, and I'm having to move it because I will, I'll hit the snooze button way too many times unless I literally have to be somewhere like at 8 o'clock or something. And you get distracted by the text messages and all the notifications. I've turned all my notifications off. And the reason I'm telling you this, it's not. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I apologize, you all. A recording came over the line and kicked me off, so I'm back on.
Okay.
Okay, sorry about that. Anyway, that's step two. Step three is, you know, just remembering, this sounds kind of silly, but the book points out that we need to get up and be just kind of aware that we need to get up and take care of our bodies in the morning, right? Because a lot of times in the world we live in, we start into the rush of our day. And when we do that, we'll notice that maybe an hour or two in, we haven't made those calls. We haven't done what we intended to do. And then, you know, the other is get ready to work out. Now, I'm not telling you to have to get up and work out every morning, but get up and get your brain moving, you know, get some oxygen flowing so that you're fresh when you get on the phone, or if you're getting dressed to go out and walk the community and meet business, you know, to set appointments that way. So I want to go over the six practices that are taught in this book, and they're called the Life Savers. That's S-A-V-E-R-S. The first one is silence. So just getting up and praying or meditating, I'm not telling anyone what to do in the mornings. This is just what the book talks about. But set some time aside to be quiet and visualize what you want to happen in your business. That's kind of what I'm relating this to. What do you want your business to look like a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, 5 years from now? Because if we don't take time to visualize that and start putting that into motion, it's just going to be the same as it was last month or six months prior. A is for affirmations. And affirmations are something that I think everyone should work on and have ready and available, because just as an example, I don't particularly like making phone calls, okay? I'm a face-to-face people person. I would rather be at a networking event. I would rather be out walking the community. I like to be in front of the people. Like, I'd rather be in front of the room doing an enrollment or a decision-maker meeting than actually setting the appointment. So you can work with business partners to do those things for you, and I encourage you to find business partners that like to do or have better skill set in the things you don't like to do. But setting an affirmation, for example, for me, of just saying, I have no fear of the phone. I love making calls. So sometimes these affirmations can be things for you to help you overcome what you're lacking in your business, and eventually it just kind of, you start believing it. V is for visualize. Again, so visualize what you want. Exercise is the E part of save. Re is reading. So I think we all do the 10 core. We read the good books. But it's just important to do that. So that kind of goes along with what we're taught anyway in our business. And then the S is for write it down, because if you never write it down, if you never actually put pen to paper, there's just something magical about actually doing that, that allows you to kind of set that will in motion for that. Basically, these six practices are helped to guarantee to save you from a life of unfulfilled potential, because they kind of make you think about the steps that you need to take to put what you want to happen into motion. So the point of this is that we can mentally know what we need to do, but we can still be paralyzed, you know, by the fear of failure, the fear of success, what I call laziness, you know, at times. Honestly, let's be real. Sometimes we're just lazy. We want things to happen, but we're not willing to put in the actual effort to accomplish it. So when we start taking the daily action steps to change your habits, then that will improve over time. So it's just like building muscle. You may not see the results of lifting weights, you know, for a few minutes every day. But after a month or 6 months, you're going to start seeing the muscle. You're going to start seeing the difference. So when we flex our muscle in our business, it's kind of like changing our habits. Start making more dials. Start going to more networking events to make those contacts. Start setting up more enrollments, opening new groups. This all improves our habits, and over time, what seemed to be uncomfortable will feel comfortable to us. What seemed impossible will become our reality, because I certainly know that it seemed impossible that I would ever even be in performance club, right, at one point. It just felt overwhelming. It seemed impossible that I would open my first group. It seemed impossible that, you know, you would get the participation in a group. It may have seemed impossible at some point, I know it did to me, that, you know, I would be in special forces, or I'd finally get that 1,000 app award, or I'd hit executive director or platinum, whatever your goal is. The company has lined out how to hit the goal, right? We know it's $1,400 in premium to be executive director. So the how-to is there. The question is, do you want to? And that's something that each of us have to ask ourselves. You've got to look within. We've got to start being aware of what we really want, and we need to go for it. And there's just something I'm going to say is, allow people around you to encourage you, to mentor you, to help you. But at the end of the day, you've got to decide. You've got to be hungry for what it is that you want. And I can tell you, and I'll just say this in this business solution space, for those of us on this call and that work this or going to recruit people that want to work this space, you can't do it without the recruiting and continuing to build. This isn't a space where you can eventually run out of energy if you do not recruit and build a team or work business partners, because there's only so much that each of us can do on our own in a day. So I want to encourage you to start not only visualizing and getting those daily practices in so that you can reach your goals. But for those people on the call that, especially newer people that may be on here, I'm going to add in that I want you to also put in that visualization, be thinking about the people that you can attract to your team to do this space with you, because it is definitely a side of the business that is incredibly lucrative and fun. But you're still going to need, you're going to need help. I'm actually doing enrollments the next 3 days for Adina Barr. She's not on my team, and she's kind of semi-retired, actually. But I'm going to actually enroll her groups. And then I had someone else actually out enrolling my group, because I had agreed to help Dina out in advance. And I, you know, as a professional and a business partner, you tell someone you're going to do something, you do it. So that means someone else is out splitting a group with me. So it's a beautiful thing to not only have a team, but build other business partners. And so when you're thinking about your business, don't forget to add that networking and that recruiting aspect in to how you want to build and visualize your business in the future. So I know time is short, and I'm going to end and get off the call, but I hope I gave a few nuggets. Again, some of this was taken from The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. It's an incredible book that just is going to help you. And I just wanted to share some nuggets on how you could maybe put those daily habits into your own business and grow your B2B as well as your networking side of your business. Thank you all again for having me on tonight.
Thank you, Stephanie. You did a fantastic job. I appreciate that. You always do a remarkable job. I was looking forward to hearing what you had to say. I've taken a lot of notes, so I appreciate you being our speaker on the call. And I will remind you guys that in 30 minutes we will roll into our networking conference call, so make sure you get your team on the line for another outstanding call with the dynamic duo with the Wands out of New York. So make sure you get your team plugged in. and we will see you in 30 minutes on the networking call. So remember to keep God first, family second, and Legal Shield third, and everything else will work itself out. God bless.